Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA yesterday, the Knicks picked up a 113-108 victory in Atlanta, the Celtics down the Raptors 126-114, and the 76ers moved to 6-1 with their fourth straight win, 118-101 over the Hornets. The NBA is adopting a tougher policy on masks during the coronavirus pandemic. The league told teams yesterday that players on the active roster will have to wear face coverings in the bench area until they enter a game. In college basketball, Boston University's basketball teams opened their seasons wearing masks, not just on the sidelines, but on the court. The men bested Holy Cross 83-76, while the women crushed Holy Cross 76-54. In general, in women's college basketball yesterday, Quinnipiac skirted Marist in overtime 59-55, and Vermont topped UMBC 65-54. In men's college basketball, Siena ripped Monmouth 76-62. And it's official. The NCAA says this year's men's college basketball tournament will be played entirely in Indiana. Games will be played on two courts inside Lucas Oil Stadium, home to the NFL's Colts. Early round dates have not been set, but the Final Four is still scheduled for April 3rd. In NFL news, the Bills have signed receiver Kenny Stills to their practice squad in preparation for Saturday's AFC wildcard game against Indianapolis. And lastly, in hockey news, the Springfield Thunderbirds are opting out of the next AHL season. The team says the decision was based on safety and logistical concerns related to the pandemic. Team president Nathan Costa added it's clear the team won't be able to host fans and generate game day revenue in the foreseeable future, and as an independently owned franchise, his biggest priority is to ensure the team is financially viable for the long term. I'm Jesse King.